This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that allows you to get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. With you in this very studio, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So lots of stuff tonight to talk about. Apparently Obama coming out and speaking on the topic of Trump. Daryl, you want to cover that story. Plus, Chris, you've got an update, actually. Maybe we should start with this update on a story that we covered, I think, a few years, several maybe years ago at this point, Sony.
Yeah, it was probably a couple years ago. Yeah.
It feels like more than 2 years. Sony got hacked, and they dumped out a bunch of movies, like the hackers, you know, stole movies and like actual full-on copies of movies, I think before they were even released, if I recall correctly.
I think that was...
Wasn't there multiple stories? Like, didn't their PlayStation Network also get hacked?
That was another hack they got hit with.
Yeah, like, all of Sony Entertainment.
Yeah, like, it was a major hack.
Well, that may have been two different... That may have been two different groups, but now you're saying you've got an update on that it's allegedly was North Korea doing one of those hacks. I don't know if they
were
both the
same. That's what they said at the time.
Is that right?
Because there was that movie that came out, The Interview, where
about
they made fun of Kim Jong-un, and the allegation was Kim Jong-un and, you know, like his cronies or something.
He threatened to do something about it, too. Like,
hacked Sony.
Didn't they threaten to, like, bomb movie theaters or something?
I don't remember.
That's what the American media reported, but, you know, like, who knows what the North Korean leader actually wound up saying.
Yeah, I don't know if that was actually...
I wasn't there. I don't speak Korean.
I think the story was something along the lines of the North Korea, they made threats, but I'm not sure if the bombing threat was a direct thing that came from their mouths. It was more like... Like something on the side, like a hacking group or something like that.
Okay, so quick history check here, since all of our memories are somewhat faulty.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Sony Pictures hack is different from the PlayStation hack. The Sony Pictures hack happened November 24th, 2014, where a hacker group identifying itself as Guardians of Peace leaked a release of confidential data from the film studio. Compare that to 2011... which was when the PlayStation Network hack happened, and they were out for 23 days, affecting personally identifiable information from 73 million accounts on the Sony PlayStation Network. So it's been not quite a decade since the PlayStation Network hack, good 7 or 8 years, but it's been about several years, so 4 years approximately since the Sony Pictures hack. So probably not the same hacking group.
Possibly misattributing then.
So this is the one about Sony Pictures? What's the story?
Yeah,
where is it coming from?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this is coming from the Washington Post, and the title is U.S. Charges North Korean Operative in Conspiracy to Hack Sony Pictures.
Thanks. Sony Pictures.
Okay. Yeah, so the Justice Department announced charges on Thursday against an alleged hacker for the North Korean government in connection with a series of major cyber attacks, including the 2014 assault on Sony Pictures Entertainment, marking the first time the United States has brought such charges against a, I don't know how to pronounce the city,
Pyongyang.
Yeah, operative. Never going to get that. Let's see. Park Hyuk, official said, is accused of being part of a conspiracy to hack on behalf of... Oh, okay, so it's not... He's not actually in North Korea, maybe.
He's an agent outside of North Korea?
Sounds like it. Conspiracy on behalf of North Korea's Reconnaissance General Bureau, RGB, the military intelligence agency that controls most of the country's cyber capabilities. Maybe he is in North Korea then. I don't know. He and other.
Well, I wonder how they identified him if he's actually in North Korea. It would seem to be harder to identify.
You would think. He and other unidentified operatives are accused of being members of the Lazarus Group, which is a famous group, which also has been implicated in the audacious attempt to steal $1 billion from the Bangladesh Bank in 2016 and to the WannaCry 2.0 virus that affected more than 230,000 computers in 150 countries last year.
How do you spell the name of the group? I'm just curious.
So it's Lazarus.
The Lazarus Group. Okay.
Yeah, Lazarus. And basically they've been hacking into banks all over the world. If my memory serves me correctly. I believe North Korea used to make like really super amazing like bills, US dollar, US currency
counterfeit bills,
and I guess they stopped doing that. And they were basically impossible to identify or distinguish between the real and and fakes. And they were called super notes. And I think this is kind of where they went instead of that, is basically hacking into banks and transferring money. And if things are timed right, it can be done. And this is something I bring up all the time with cryptocurrency. These people say, oh, cryptocurrency gets hacked. Well, banks get hacked to a tune of a lot of money. And it's been happening more and more in the past couple of years.
But so, the cryptocurrencies themselves aren't getting hacked. It's exchanges that are getting hacked.
Right, and that's true. And in the same sense, these banks are being hacked in the same way as your traditional banks. It's poor security. So somebody who has decent security is not going to be, they're not going to fall victim to this sort of thing, or they're less likely anyway.
According to, by the way, Wikipedia here, it says, under other investigations, because the depth and scope of malware tools structured of the analyzed code bases, TTP overlap with similar attacks and a long trail of activities attributed to the Lazarus Group.
Right.
One analyst does not believe that the SPE attack, Sony Pictures Entertainment attack, was carried out by insiders or hacktivists, but rather by a more structured, resourced, and motivated organization. Although our analysis cannot support direct attribution of a nation state or other specific group due to the difficulty of proper attribution in the cyber realm, the FBI's official attribution claims could be supported by our findings. So somebody's pointing a finger at North Korea, and I want to know what's the evidence, and I'm sure they don't go over it in this story.
And there is something else to remember. A lot of times that when they're making these security research, and I have to put that in quotes, they're making attributions based off IP addresses that they don't actually know where where it's.
Right, what if it's coming out of
from
a Tor exit node?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just that, but they're also using similarities in code and things like that. So the problem with this is that the sources end up going to different criminal entities. So there's multiple entities potentially using the same code base. So it's not always so clear cut that just
when
because
you say code base, this is the hacking code that was used.
Yeah, the exploits that they're using in order to break into banks.
Right.
Malware.
So like if you know that, hey, this tool works, you're going to use that tool.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. So, yeah, they're attributing it to North Korea, but at the same time, some of that code has, and I believe this actually has occurred with some of the code that North Korea is using, where North Korea developed code, or no, actually, I'm thinking of the U.S. With one of them, U.S. and Israel, I believe, developed some code, and that code got leaked, and now all sorts of criminal groups are using that code.
You know, it's so hard to believe that North Korea can do this stuff, right? Like, whenever you see the news about North Korea, they just seem to be stuck in the 1950s. Whenever you see video from North Korea, they literally are stuck in the 1950s as far as their development is concerned. They're using vehicles, buses, that are circa decades old. They haven't had new ones in, decades. They've just been trying to, like, cannibalize parts and make these old buses continue to run. The way the place looks like it was frozen in time when there was, I forget if it was PBS or Vice, but one of those two organizations did a documentary where they went into a classroom in which they were supposed to be like a computer class and showing people using computers, but the people who were using the computers were clearly, they didn't know what they were doing. There was like one person who was just kind of moving their mouse around. Well, and I mean, they weren't actually doing anything on the screen.
Yeah.
This is propaganda. This is, you know, they're both sides are giving you propaganda. Both the South Koreans, both the U.S., both North Korea. Everybody's giving you propaganda. So.
But it makes it right. So you don't know what the truth is.
Right.
So
exactly.
Is the truth that North Korea is this completely incompetent hermit state that has no access to technology whatsoever?
They're more capable than you think, I think.
Or is there a secret hack group within North Korea that is like balls to the wall, some of the best hackers in the world? There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into one of those. Get on the air with us. Sound like you're sitting here in the studio. We're talking about the North Korean, alleged North Korean hack against Sony Pictures Entertainment. At least that's what the federal government is claiming happened. Now, of course, as you pointed out, Chris, we're talking about propaganda coming from all sides here. North Korea has propaganda. Oh, yeah. The United States has propaganda. What's the real story here? We can continue with a little bit more on this, and your analysis and thoughts certainly welcome. But I do want you to know about Zencash. Oh, wait. No, it's called Horizon now. They've rebranded to Horizon. It's still called Zen, the crypto aspect of Horizon. But Horizon was rebranded to that because it's a larger vision than just cryptocurrency. It's a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. It also means that you can chat privately with other people. They've had that for a little while now with Horizon, and soon Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Now, I don't know how they're going to accomplish that last part, but I'm interested to find out how, because, you know, we were just talking about the Tor browser a few moments ago, wondering whether or not, you know, North Korea was hacking through, or whoever the hackers were hacking through the Tor network, which is kind of like the longest running, most well-known privacy mechanism for the internet.
They probably weren't, but they have other similar tools.
But this makes me wonder, what's Zen going to bring to the table that is going to, you know, allow going anywhere on the web with complete privacy? Because that sounds really intriguing.
I'm wondering, and you know, this is just pure speculation, if there's some kind of way, and Chris, you might know the answer to this, some kind of way to run something like a VPN through the blockchain?
I don't know. Or maybe not even through the blockchain. Maybe it's just something that the nodes perform. Maybe it's some sort of task that doesn't involve writing things to a blockchain.
I'm not quite sure how, you know, how that would work, or like what like
my question isn't how would it work. My question is it possible?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, a lot of things are possible that you know, we don't necessarily know how it's going to work.
Right, but he's the computer guy. He can tell us if it's possible.
He's a privacy geek too.
I mean, what is a blockchain? It's a ledger. So
it's a ledger.
It's not.
I don't know if it has to do with the blockchain, Daryl. It may have something to do with something else that they come up with. Because, again, they're running these secure nodes and the super nodes, which they have like 16,000 of across the world, which makes Zencash ostensibly one of the strongest, if not the strongest, cryptocurrency network out there. So who knows what other kind of services they can just kind of build into this decentralized network. I mean, I wonder how many Tor nodes there are on the Tor system as compared
to 6,000.
6,000, which would mean that they have more nodes on their secure node system than Tor does on their network.
It would be interesting to have all of those come online as some sort of anonymous routing network.
Sure would. So, again, we're speculating.
Yeah.
We don't know what they've got planned, but we do know that behind Horizon is a team of really good libertarian, voluntarist, liberty-loving people, so they're completely on board with the philosophy of what we talk about.
And don't
here.
They already have some sort of messaging built into
it? Yes.
So
and they've had that.
And I think that is somehow built around the blockchain. Yeah. So small messages, it might sort of work for larger amounts of data, probably.
Correct. Because, again, you have to pay to send those messages at some levels. Very small amounts, mm-hmm. I imagine. But Horizon.global, you can learn more there. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. And, of course, as we know more about these new features, we're going to let you know.
Yes.
Horizon.global. So back to the story here. The Sony Pictures Entertainment attack, which happened back in 2014, where Sony got their servers hacked into and, like, a lot of stuff got released, if I recall correctly, like movies that hadn't yet even been officially released.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
This article is actually attributing, I think, both of those attacks, both the PlayStation attack and the...
PlayStation? Even though that goes all the way back to 2011?
Yeah, they're attributing a bunch of stuff to North Korea and all sorts of banks and other stuff. I mean, it's a kind of a long article here that I got, so I don't know if we want to go into it. But
if you want to tell us a little bit more, please go
right ahead. So Park 34 is a computer programmer.
Park is the alleged hacker.
Right, he's the alleged hacker. Programmer educated at a North Korean university who, since at least 2002, conducted cyber operations through Chosun Expo on behalf of Lab 110, or Bureau 110, one of the government's hacking organizations, the complaint states. He worked Dalian near the North Korea border between 2011 and 2013, returning to North Korea by 2014 before the cyber attack on Sony, officials said.
Allegedly was in North Korea.
Well, no, it was in China, and now he's in North Korea again. Right.
But they said before the attack happened, he went back to North Korea.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so it certainly sounds to me like
they're not going to get the guy.
I mean, and reading into the story, I won't actually read it here, but they also were talking about how it wasn't just North Korea doing the hacking, but there's actually been Chinese also that have been involved in hacking similar
separately.
Some of them.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, let me see here if I can. Where does it say that?
Do you recall the source of the story again? I forgot.
Yeah, so this is the Washington Post.
Washington Post.
Yeah, and I just pulled up the article, and they do mention that this was carried out, quote, as a false flag operation by a group calling itself Guardians of Peace.
Which was supposed to be a front group for the actual...
So this story kind of contradicts what, you know, the other gentleman expert that you were quoting earlier was saying. So there's not a clear, you know, there's no definite proof here either way.
All you've got is the government saying.
This is basically propaganda.
There's a picture of a North Korean
for
guy.
The U.S. government.
Right. We're saying that he did this.
Right. And this article does mention that the attack or the hack or whatever was allegedly launched in retaliation for the planned release of the satirical movie The Interview, which I did recall that.
Yep.
Where I forget who the two comedians were that allegedly, you know, like in the movie, they interview Kim Jong-un, and apparently the North Koreans were upset about, you're making fun of Dear Leader.
So, according to the internet, there aren't very many IP addresses in North Korea. So, there's only 1,024. As of 2014, there were only 1,024 IP addresses in North Korea. So, there aren't.
How many is it saying there were?
In 2014, there were 1,024.
Now, I wonder how many Chinese IP addresses North Korea uses. Because nothing says they have to
they
use...
They can bounce over somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. Their own IP addresses.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting to point out that this is one disconnected country.
No question about it.
There is almost nothing as far as IP addresses. And I remember reading another article, and I didn't pull up this factoid right now, but in a different story, I think there's only like a few dozen websites that exist in North Korea.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they're all state-run.
Right, and there is a website that purports to show the list of here's all the websites that North Koreans can access.
If they could get online, which of course most of them can't. So the only kind of North Korean who can access anything, including their own internal country's websites, are likely a very limited list of people within that country.
Yes.
We're coming up here in moments. People likely connected to Kim Jong-un and the communist government there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up what you want.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
The economy added 201,000 jobs in the month of August. That's according to the latest numbers reported by the U.S. Department of Labor today.
Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge.
This number is great, and I think it actually could have been even stronger. There is a strong demand, certainly, in many sectors. Transportation, logistics, we've seen retail start to come back.
The confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh continue today. Senator Ted Cruz ultimately believes, though, that Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
I am confident that we will have the votes, that Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed, that Judge Kavanaugh will become Justice Kavanaugh.
Right.
The markup is scheduled next week in committee. The Democrats, under the rules, can delay it for a week.
Right.
They will do that. And I expect that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed and sitting on the court by early October.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we also have Discord. Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available for you over at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency, the one that started it all, Bitcoin, which, of course, has now become competing Bitcoins, which you'll learn about when you go over to Bitcoin.com. They've got the Bitcoin Academy there and other great features like the news site, which is loaded up with headlines from across the world about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. So once again, get started over at Bitcoin.com. So we were talking about the story about North Korea allegedly being behind the Sony Pictures attack. Now, the federal government bringing out the news, I guess, today. This seemed like it was a pretty fresh story. I saw it in a few different places. But the news hitting within the last 24 hours.
Yesterday. So this story from Washington Post, 6:53 p.m. last night.
Yeah, so pretty fresh.
Yeah.
This has happened. They've charged a North Korean man with allegedly hacking Sony Pictures, ostensibly on behalf of the North Korean government. And interesting timing, considering it made me wonder, as I said off the air, well, I want to see what's the latest on North Korea ending the war with South Korea, because it was a few months ago, I think it was in late April, that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un had a meeting. I know they talked about having a meeting. And
the
then
meeting
it
was
in June. So they had a meeting, this historic
Pompeo's
meeting.
Pompeo's had a couple of meetings
before
with
and after.
Kim.
Yeah. And so it was this historic meeting because no American president in the history of North Korea's current, you know, well, being North Korea, has ever met with a North Korean dictator.
And in North Korea or overseas, because they may have
Did it happen? They may have
exchanged formalities at a UN meeting.
Really? Okay.
May have.
This is the first time they've ever sat
down. It's the first time there's been official meetings.
Right. One-on-one. Kind of things. And there is news, actually, about that that has come out within the last couple days. According to Reuters and several other sources out of Seoul and D.C., North Korea's Kim Jong-un has given his first timeline for denuclearization, aiming for the end of U.S. President Donald Trump's first term, Seoul officials said on Thursday, prompting thanks from Trump, who said they would, quote, get it done together. So, of course, I wanted to see what Trump's full quote was, so I went to his Twitter account, at RealDonaldTrump, September
6th. Because he posts everything on Twitter.
He does, which makes him a little more interesting, I think, than his predecessors. Kim Jong-un, he writes, of North Korea, proclaims, quote, unwavering faith in President Trump, unquote. Now, obviously, that quote is also taken out of context, so I don't know exactly, we don't know what Kim Jong-un said there, but he then goes on, Trump goes on to say, thank you to Chairman Kim, we will get it done together. And he doesn't provide any kind of links or anything like that, just sort of this tweet out in the middle of nowhere where, again, Kim Jong-un claiming to have unwavering faith in President Trump. If that's what Kim Jong-un actually said, then talk about a sea change in attitude, right? Because you've got North Korea, which for so long has been saber-rattling against the United States, has been blaming the United States for all of their problems, including power outages in the middle of the night.
Right.
The United States has been the enemy, the sworn enemy of the North Korean government for a long time, and vice versa. And the North Korean government has been, you know, Bush is part of his axis of evil back in the aughts. So there's been this complete turnaround when it comes to the way Kim Jong-un has been handling his relationship with the United States. And it's very interesting to watch this happen. Let me go on here with the story from Reuters. Trump told reporters on Air Force One, quote, I know that a letter is being delivered to me, a personal letter from Kim Jong-un to me. It was handed at the border yesterday, Trump told reporters on Air Force One. It's being delivered, he said. It's actually an elegant way, and I think it's going to be a positive letter, unquote. The two leaders, and I hate that term for politicians, but the media loves to use it, have traded correspondence as they negotiate over North Korea's nuclear program, and Trump has also praised Kim on social media. On Thursday, Trump thanked him for having unwavering faith. Trump's latest remarks came after South Korean officials said after meeting Kim in Pyongyang this week that the North Korean leader had given his first timeline for denuclearization in spite of widespread skepticism about his willingness to give up a nuclear weapons program that threatens the United States. Now, of course, the statement that was made previously was that that Kim would give up the program in return for a promise of protection.
Right.
From the United States.
So wait a minute. You know, I'm just thinking about this. Didn't this happen under Clinton as well?
No.
Not the meat. I'm talking about the denuclearization. Didn't in exchange they make some promises for, like, oil or something?
I don't recall anything like that. You may be right, but I don't.
I feel like we're doing this. The whole
History.com has a story. Bill Clinton once struck a nuclear deal with North Korea.
There you go.
Bill Clinton took a podium October 18th, 1994, with a speech that reads like a sigh of relief. The announcement of a landmark nuclear agreement between the U.S. and North Korea. Quote, the agreement is good for the United States, good for our allies, and good for the safety of the entire world, he assured the nation.
Well, when this one happened more recently, I think that these were referenced. It may not have been the only thing in history as well, where North Korea has made some sort of motion of intending to do something, but ultimately never actually
and
doing
it. It's political maneuvering is what it is.
I understand. So this says that the North Koreans would put the brakes on their nuclear program. And Like, it doesn't sound as though they actually were going to completely get rid of their nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. Just, we're not going to develop it any further.
Which is the kind of political, you know, language you would expect from politicians.
Yeah.
Say one thing and mean another.
I mean, they got what they wanted from the deal, and then they continued on.
I still think it's, you know, rather ironic that the only government that has ever actually used a nuclear weapon in war feels as though they have the moral high ground to tell which countries can and can't have nuclear weapons.
Oh, and the best part of that is we still have nuclear weapons.
I know.
And we're not willing to give them up. We're not willing to give them up. So
right.
It's like, why, yeah, it's...
The U.S. government pretends to have the high ground, but they don't.
And we have either number one or number two in terms of quantity, which dwarfs, like, every other country.
Yeah. So, it's interesting to watch this. So let's talk about some of the differences, right? In the past, North Korea, as you pointed out, has made overtures towards,
right.
Well, we will denuclearize, and then they don't actually do anything. In this case, they have shut down one nuclear weapons testing site. Now, the counter-argument was, well, they were going to shut that down anyway. It was kind of broken. Also, they stopped airing the propaganda broadcasts on loudspeakers that were being pointed at the border, the demilitarized zone. They stopped doing that. They released prisoners of war. They were holding on to the United States. So they have made these, and I think I'm leaving something else out. Oh, yeah. They took, they put their time zone back on South Korea's time zone.
So, right. And then there were the meetings earlier this year around the same time of the Olympics where the North Korean and South Korean delegations wound up meeting, and the athletes competed on a joint Korean team in the Olympics for the first time ever.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's where the whole thing started.
That's interesting.
The whole recent change.
And then Kim Jong-un has said that he wants an actual end to the Korean War.
That's correct. He did say that.
Hmm. Like, you know, there's been this ceasefire for, 65 years?
Yeah, 60 years.
Well, you know,
let's actually end the war.
It seems like it would not be in their interests to ending, or at least getting rid of their nuclear weapons, if you look at what happened with Iraq.
Well, no, because you can't trust the United States.
Right, exactly.
You can't trust the United States government to do what they're going to say.
Right, well, there's the theory that some people have that as soon as North Korea gets rid of their nuclear weapons, the U.S. government's going to go in, invade, and kill everybody in North Korea.
Certainly, I don't buy it. For me.
I don't buy it. I mean, but obviously Kim Jong-un doesn't buy that either because he's making these moves towards getting rid of the nuclear weapons. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the latest developments out of the North Korea, South Korea, ending the war, possibly. Denuclearization is on the table. In fact, Kim Jong-un apparently has already come up with his timeline for denuclearizing the North Korean country by the end of Donald Trump's first term. And so we can tell you more about that coming up here. Your calls, your thoughts certainly are welcome. If it happens, it will be amazing. If we also see an end, an official end to the Korean War, that will also be an incredible accomplishment. You know, if this happens, Donald Trump, he probably deserves credit for helping facilitate this, don't you think?
But what's the incentive for them to do, you know, denuclearization? I mean, the only thing I can think of is China is basically changed their attitude towards...
Kim Jong-un...
Well, hold on. I've got couple of really good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Doing so would, in theory, end all of the trade embargoes against North Korea,
right,
which would then wind up helping the North Korean people be able to actually eat instead of, you know, like going on some kind of Maduro diet in North Korea.
I mean, this,
here's your three grains of rice.
Okay, sure.
I want to back him up on this. And all we know is what we hear, right? So we only know what we hear from the North Korean government. We know what we hear from the escapees, the people who have escaped from that particular prison country.
Mm-hmm.
But what we know about Kim Jong-un is that he went to school outside of North Korea.
Yes.
Didn't he go to school in the United States?
No.
No.
Francia. He went in, what was it?
Francia. France.
Oh, was it? I thought it was Sweden for some reason. But somewhere, it was in Europe at the very least.
Yeah,
that we can agree on. But he went to school outside of North Korea, which means that he experienced a completely different world. Right? You have to think about what it's like to be a North Korean person in general. Even in the government of North Korea, you know, there probably are only so many government officials who have the ability to travel.
And so there's some people that kind of know what it's like outside of North Korea, but for the most part, they're called the Hermit Kingdom because they're shut off from the rest of the world. You've got Kim Il-sung, who is the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. You've got Kim Jong-il, who is his father, and now Kim Jong-un. These are the three rulers that North Korea has seen since North Korea was formed back during the Korean War and when Japan, I guess it was Japan, actually, that split them up way back when. But Kim Jong-il probably got out a little bit here and there because he was in charge of the country, could leave if he wanted. But Kim Jong-un spent time outside of North Korea. He spent time interacting with whoever it is his fellow students were at the college that he went to. He
University of Lyon.
Has to know, at some level, the level of poverty that exists in his country.
Oh, of course.
And certainly, as the so-called leader or supreme dictator or supreme ruler or whatever his title is, it's supreme something or other.
Third supreme leader of North Korea.
Supreme leader.
The chairman of the Workers' Party of Korea, the chairman of the State Affairs Commission.
In that role, obviously, he's well taken care of. He's well fed. You can tell just by looking at him.
Yeah.
He's going to be living in a nice house. He's fine. He's not starving. He's doing fine. However, even a wealthy person can be more wealthy, right? Like, so if you look at, for instance, a poor person today in the United States and compare that to a rich person in the United States 150 years ago,
right,
you're going to see that the poor person today has far more wealth at their fingertips than does a rich person in a lot of ways from 150 years ago.
Much better standard of living.
They've got much better standard of living. They've got and simple things like sanitation. They've got air conditioning. They've got heating. They've got multiple televisions, smartphones.
Right.
You know, there's so many different things that poor people...
A much faster mode of transportation than a horse and buggy.
Correct. Now, they may not have a household full of servants or whatever to wait on them hand and foot, but many of those tasks are completely superfluous today. They've been replaced by technology anyway.
Right.
So the amount of wealth that a wealthy person has today compared to a wealthy person 150 years ago is, of course, staggering.
Yes.
So even though Kim Jong-un is, by all standards in North Korea, probably the wealthiest man in North Korea, it still doesn't mean much in the scheme of wealth on the world scale. Right. And so if he can actually successfully do what Daryl says, denuclearize, and then result in actually having the North Korean people being able to trade, actually having some level of being able to interact with the world, bring wealth in, sell products out, to create things and sell them to the rest of the world. This we all take for granted for the most part, even though there's stupid regulations and tariffs here in the United States.
Right.
You still have the ability to create and ship things and all that. So that would increase the wealth in North Korea and by proxy would increase the wealth of Kim Jong-un. If he's allowed to stay as the dictator in North Korea and not what some have speculated would happen, which would be that the U.S. would come in and raid the place and take him down.
So, I mean, I think there's a few flaws here with that line of thinking. One, look at how much they've put into investing in nuclear weapons and their army. Mm-hmm. I mean, this country, the people in charge are clearly afraid of, the situation.
So, yeah.
I don't know. It seems like a politically unwise decision to change that. Second, while we call it the Hermit Kingdom, North Korea actually has a lot of people that they send out of country intentionally to bring in U.S. dollars to the country in order to build a trade with. And the way they do this is they basically say...
Trade with who? China?
Other countries. China, other countries, yeah.
High restrictions on who they can trade with.
Yes, but obviously those restrictions, there's ways around them, and they need U.S. dollars to basically make...
Yes, the ways around them are the land border with China and the small one with Russia.
There's not a whole lot of ways around them. I mean, you're talking about black market smuggling compared to open market trade or market trade, and there's a huge gulf.
Nonetheless, what they do is they take people, they take families, and they send some of their family members outside the country to work in China and raise funds, and then that money gets sent back to North Korea, and obviously North Korean government gets that money.
But what do they do with it then?
And the reason people, they buy all sorts of, there's not, North Korea, is the U.S. doesn't even manufacture everything, right? So neither is North Korea. So North Korea has to buy stuff in order to produce nuclear weapons.
North Korea can't make jack squat, basically, because they're communists.
They can make some stuff, and they do.
They have no wealth.
It was certainly resource extraction. They're good at making tunnels, coal mining. I know you laugh, but.
Salt mines.
They really do. I mean, these are valuable things that other people in the world market will buy from North Korea. And there are these other aspects to it.
You know, they were starving in the 1990s, right?
Yeah, I mean, part of that was because of socialism and failed.
That's all of what it was. I mean, it was a completely failed system that had no way
but
of...
part of that was because of how much they were spending on their military. I mean,
sure.
They spend way more than anybody else probably in the world as a proportion of, GDP
on their
military. So, and this is... presumably to prop up the regime and make sure they
of course
people stay in power. So it seems more likely that, you know, they're gonna stick to their tradition of manipulation. And
are they gonna renege on the agreement?
Whether
and not denuclearize?
The question is, you know, did they get what they wanted from developing nuclear weapons? Obviously, if they get rid of their nuclear weapons, they're not getting rid of the knowledge and the know-how to start the program back up if they
need to. That's true.
So it may be possibly in their advantage to go ahead and do you know, actually do it. But at the same time, I suspect that there's still probably, you know, an incentive to at least maintain the knowledge and know-how and ability to
Well, of produce. Course, the speculation will be that they are going to continue running a nuclear weapons program, but a more secret version, you know, inside a mountain.
Like they've done before.
Like
I mean, this isn't the first time they've restarted their nuclear programs after... you know, shutting down or partially shutting them down.
Well, obviously, this is going to require international verification, right? They're going to bring in, is it the IAEA? I forget what the organization
probably. Well, that's
is,
why they call it a secret, right?
Well, right. So they're going to inspect all the known sites, obviously, but they could clearly have another secret operation going on somewhere, and that will always be the speculation. Even if all the known sites are shown to have been shut down and decommissioned or whatever, they'll still be the people who will not believe it, and rightly
so. Just like how the Iranians, they pass with flying colors whenever the inspectors go through, but there are people in the United States that want you to believe that they violated every provision of the agreement. Do you know what country violated the agreement? The United States government violated the P5+1 Iranian agreement.
We got more coming up here on the denuclearization. Chris is skeptical, and I think it's important to be skeptical of governments because they tell lies.
I'm skeptical that the U.S. government will actually abide by anything.
On their side, yeah.
I doubt either of them
reasonable
will.
Reasonable skepticism here. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.